This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, she was last night here at Foxwoods for Curtis, not for Wiggy.
Nah.
So one winner, chicken dinner. That's Curtis. Yeah. What'd you end up with? Almost 400 bones on the blackjack table last night.
I started with the hundo.
Yeah.
And I sat down. A lovely woman was guiding me through all these different gadgets and doodads on the table.
Yeah.
And it was $25 minimum. I thought it was going to be a short, quick stop.
Mm.
I think it was 8 hands, one every hand, $25 a pop, 2 double downs, won those. And then a nice gentleman said, "I'm leaving." A new dealer came over, and I said, "Bid you adieu." Took it out.
A lot of guys, a lot of gals do that. They don't like the new dealer.
New dealer
brings a whole new vibe to the thing and maybe bad luck. So good on you, Curtis.
Good job, though, playing the $25 hands. Don't nickel and dime it for like the $5 and $10. You're sitting there all day grinding it out.
Okay, Richie Rich. I mean, there's a lot of us don't have the money.
You're sitting there grinding it out all day long to win, you know, $50, where you go $25, you're either going to, you know, like you say, Curtis, you walked away with a nice piece of change, or you would have lost your money quick.
Right. Time is money. So the longer you sit there, unless you're getting the free booze, which would have been a good thing. But they don't have the free drinks.
They still do.
They still do.
They're slow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you have some before dinner?
No.
Because you showed up to dinner asking for a Red Bull vodka.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what I always drink.
Really?
Yeah. Why? I like the little
Red Bull?
Fine. Don't worry about him.
You don't mix it with anything?
No, I don't think you should be doing that. Once you hit over 30, I think you should be watching out for the Red Bull.
Why?
You
don't, what's the difference?
You don't have to worry about Wiggy.
Yeah, what does the Red Bull do? I go sugar-free Red Bull.
Okay, sugar-free is better.
He's fine.
I have the same thing. Fun fact, sugar-free Red Bull and vodka is how I produced All Night with Amy Lawrence at ESPN in Ferris State.
By the way,
it's true.
Grow in the Twitch chat. You can watch this show every day on Twitch. And thank you to those who do. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And if you're bold and fortune favors you, then you can participate in the Twitch chat every day. A growing crescendo in the Twitch chat that you, Coach Wiggins, would attempt the zip line here at Foxwoods at some point this morning.
It ain't happening.
Fun, Wiggy. Huh?
Is outside?
Yeah.
No, it ain't happening. How high up is it?
Well, the foliage, you get to see the...
I don't trust it. I feel like I'm too heavy for those harnesses and stuff like that.
I mean, sure, it's been tested. I would assume I'm sure it's OSHA approved or what. I'm sure it's.
Look at how fun.
Oh, hell no. That's what they always say. It's been tested until you get on there and you're a little bit overweight. And next thing you know, you're holding off a dear life because the harness is broke. The hook isn't right. No way.
The baler.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
Would you bungee jump?
No.
You wouldn't.
Hell no.
That one seems risky because of the operator error potential.
Yeah.
Like sometimes they don't measure properly and the person smacks into, they give them too much bungee.
It looks like too much on your knees as well. Like it hurts. Bungee jumping looks like it hurts.
Your knees?
Yeah, because it snaps you down and then, I don't know, that it seems painful.
I was just saying if you get bungeed by the ankles.
No, you get bungeed by the ankles, but when you go down, you're jumping. Think about when you jump. You immediately probably bring your knees in a little bit, and then when they smack you down.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's a...
Are all bungees by the ankle?
I think.
Yeah, I think so. Right.
I would rather jump out of a plane than bungee jump.
Can I just bring up Bill O'Brien for a minute, who's just a great guest. I loved what he said about... UNLV and what they're doing at Boston College. Is he here for the long term in your mind?
I think he is.
I agree. I know maybe it's my fresh batch of BC gear, but it is so perfect for him. A, he's made a ton of money both at Penn State with the Texans. He has been paid handsomely. His wife didn't move with him to Tuscaloosa. They have special things that they need for their family that are great in the Boston area. And
he's from here.
This is something where he could be like, who's the guy that was at Northwestern until that weird thing? Fitzgerald?
Fitzgerald, yeah.
Like, how many offers do you think Fitzgerald got to coach another Big Ten school?
Are they going to pay him $8 million a year?
But I think it's going to be like Dan Hurley. Like, Dan Hurley had offers to go to the Lakers, and then he turned it down to stay at UConn because of his wife. Like, every time Bill O'Brien talks about making the move to BC, he brings up his wife and how excited she was. Like, he has kids. I think that this is a perfect fit for him. Mm-hmm. I think he seems really happy there. And
well, that's why I asked, would BC pay him $8
million? Well, they should. BC pay him whatever he wants.
So, like the guy Napier, who's down in Florida, he makes $7.2 million per year. And if, you know, a team like Florida, let's say they're not doing well, and Billy O was able to turn this program around and get them to eight wins, you know, a bowl game, put them back in the mix, is BC.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
BC gonna be able to say, okay,
we'll match yeah, what they're gonna pay you.
But here's SEC team.
Well, they could. The question is, would they value football that much?
Right. Or like Penn State, for example.
But I don't think he's going to college if he leaves here. I think the only thing that would draw his attention away from BC would be a good football NFL head coaching opportunity. Because if you're Bill
O'Brien, not a coordinator.
Oh God.
Role, no.
Like, if you're Bill O'Brien, and let's say Florida calls today, because they very well could.
Yep.
And they said, here's 3 years, $27 million to come down and be the next head coach of the Florida Gators. So you move your family to Gainesville. You enter a hornet's nest of just fans that are deranged and have unrealistic expectations. Or you live in the Boston area where you're from, where your wife went to school. You make half as much per year, but you have a fraction. I mean, you're talking 1% of the headache that you would have as the head coach of the Florida Gators. And if you are able to build this to a certain point, you go down in history as the greatest coach in the history of the Boston College football team, as opposed to you're never going to be Steve Spurrier.
Yeah, but if you look at, does he say, I guess he looks at two roads, and does he go, oh, I aspire to be back in the NFL, or I aspire to be like Nick Saban and what Nick Saban was able to create as a college football coach.
But Nick Saban left because he's no longer able to do that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Does Billy O have the does he have the would he like to be a head coach back in the NFL again? And that's the biggest thing. Or does he not mind being a head coach in college football, still making good money where you can make $8, $9, $10 million? Kirby Smart makes $11 million a year, right? He makes good money, but is Billy O'Brien going to get that type of money at BC?
No, or is he going to? That's what I'm saying. He's not going to get that money. So it's about quality of life and the ability to
less headaches and
You didn't think Nick Saban's quality of life was bad?
No, but Wiggy, what he was just talking about with NIL is a guy that does not want to re-enter that in a big market or a big conference team. Like, what Bill O'Brien was saying is at Boston College, we have you work to it, you earn it.
But does he want to be just a bowl team?
I'm sure that's not his goal, is to just be a bowl team.
But like, you have to play in the NIL world. Even Nick Saban said
they're halfway to making a bowl right now.
No, that's
four
what I mean.
Weeks into the season.
I know, but do you want to be a playoff team or a bowl team? Even Nick Saban.
A playoff team.
Right. So in order,
you're back to the thing where he can't get good players. Yeah, he can't get the really, really good players right, here because of academic standards and whatever.
Or you got to play in that world.
I don't know. I don't think FSU is an academic first school.
No.
And I think that they're...
You're missing my point. In order to be a playoff team, you have to play in the world of the big money NILs.
Yeah, but I'm saying there are teams out there that are playing in that world, and it's not paying off for them right now this season.
And Boston College is
always... paying off for BC.
And Boston College has always been good at getting linemen. They've always been good at getting pro-style quarterbacks. In today's world, if you get that, you are... It's 12, not 4.
But that's going to cost you money to get that pro-style quarterback. Yeah.
All right, well, interesting to think about, certainly, how long Bill O'Brien stays, and he's on with us every Thursday. And great get, Ken Laird. There, I see Ken Laird over there.
Good
great
job,
get.
Ken.
Great get. We are at Foxwoods, the Altastrada restaurant. And coming up, we'll get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including, I guess, what I would call return shots fired at Don Sweeney. So we'll get to that and the rest of They Said It coming up right now. Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by the 99. The Red Sox hot streak came to an end last night. 6-1 the final against the Blue Jays with a loss. The guys off tonight before welcoming the Rays to Fenway tomorrow for their final series of the regular season, if you can believe it. We'll talk with Craig Breslow this morning about the end of the season. Caitlin Clark's rookie season has also come to an end, with the Sun taking out the Fever in the postseason. Clark has said she's not going to play overseas during the offseason, so we won't have a Clark game on the schedule till May. Just to recap a few points from her rookie season. She was the first rookie to record a triple-double, a WNBA record for most assists in a season, the record for most threes made by a rookie, the fastest player to 500 points and 200 assists. She helped lead the Fever to the first playoff since 2016, set viewership and attendance records across the board, and she signed a $28 million Nike deal, so not bad. Thursday Night Football tonight, we'll see the Cowboys taking on the Giants in New York. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the Nines. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with choices of two sides. It's available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the Nines. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
It is 59 degrees and cloudy back in Boston. Afternoon high, a rainy 70 degrees.
We are at Foxwoods. Courtney mentioned the Red Sox front office report with Craig Breslow at 9. After that, we'll be joined here at Foxwoods by PGA player Jake Knapp. So Jake Knapp with us at 9:20 on this morning's show.